Welcome to Shoud 3 of the Transhuman Series. It feels so good to be here at the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Colorado. So good to be here with everybody today. We got nearly a full house, and by the time Adamus comes, I'm sure it'll be a full house. So can we get a shot of everybody who's here today, and let's do a shout-out for everybody watching in online.
And anybody that doesn't show up is making a lovely little donation to the Crimson Circle.
Exactly. That, by the way, that was not a very good shout-out. That was kind of like a golf shot. Let's take a good deep breath and give them a big shout-out. All right. Much better. And we want to welcome everybody. It's November. It's beautiful here in Colorado. The weather is just amazing and has been for, gosh, the last couple of months. Beautiful day.
October was record-breaking. It is tied for the 4 warmest months in Colorado history. So meaning just the overall temperature is the same as the 4 highest months in history. And it's starting off pretty warm this month, too. It's been in the 70s, and it's supposed to stay in the 70s and high 60s at least through next week, as far as I can see out.
Well, and the picture we're showing on the screen is actually from Colorado.
Correct.
And that's kind of what it's like right now, just beautiful. A lot of years there's been snow, like about that deep, you know. And I remember quite a few Novembers, whether it was here or back at the Coal Creek Hall, where we're together and it was just freezing cold. The wind was blowing. It was just nasty. And this is such a beautiful day.
Well, we live at a little higher altitude, and so every morning I run out and blow kisses to my geraniums. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. I do.
You got to water them, too.
No, you do that.
Oh, okay. If you're wondering why Linda and I are dressed up in our leathers today, why we've been in our leathers lately, it's because this election is really tough. Really, really tough.
And I'm trying to pretend that I am as tough as
you got to be. I mean, we have to get in our tough street fighter clothes just to watch television, just to look at the commercials. It's disgusting. It's awful. I mean, it's like,
I am so embarrassed.
We are embarrassed, yeah.
I am so embarrassed.
It's awful. Now, on that note, I do have to say that I haven't voted since God knows when Tobias said don't vote. So I stopped voting. And it was really nice because I got to stand behind the short wall. I didn't get all involved. I get to kind of watch it from a theatrical point of view. But I did register this year. Two reasons. I found out that by not registering, not voting, it still doesn't exempt you from jury duty. Because I got called this summer for jury duty. They didn't keep me around too long. They asked what I did for a living.
He said, well, can we trust that your answers will be clear and balanced? He said, yeah, you can trust me, but not Adamus.
He might be the one voting. So that was one of the reasons why I registered. The other reason was there was one particular amendment on the Colorado ballot this year.
Oh, go there.
Just torqued me. I mean, really got to.
I wonder which
very
one.
Went deep in my political, my righteous, my feelings.
I wonder
of
which one,
justice.
Mr. Philip Morris.
They were going to increase taxes on cigarettes by $2.50 a pack. I went out and registered, and I voted against it. But I have to tell you, even
Linda... You know
Linda,
what the odds are that that's not going to go?
Even Linda voted against it because it wasn't just about the $2.50 tax. Actually, she's going to charge me $2.50 if it doesn't pass. But it was about just taxation on everything.
Over-taxation.
And the way they do it in Colorado, they tax, but they don't tell you where the money's going to, and then allows them to do more taxes. So Linda voted against that. As far as the presidential portion of my voting ballot, I can tell you one thing. When I wake up Wednesday morning, neither one of the primary candidates are going to be the one I picked. And my pick is not going to win. But I just couldn't. I could not do it for either one of those. I can't even say their names. I could not. There's just something wrong.
Voting is a private matter. We don't.
Voting is a private matter. I'm not going to show my ballot. I found out that's illegal on a selfie to show your ballot. So we're all going to wake up Wednesday morning,
And go, oh, holy crap.
Yeah. No matter what,
now
there's going to be
no.
This. Oh, really? I mean, and I'm not defending either one of the primary candidates.
It's a lose-lose, lesser of evils.
Ah, so I can't wait to get this over with. Those nasty, disgusting commercials, those disgusting candidates. Let's move on. Oh, yeah, yeah. So we have... Right in Adamas. Let's start in Adamas.
Why didn't we start that? We should put that around.
We should have.
I didn't think
my
of that.
Gosh.
Why did you contact us sooner, Sart?
Yeah, and they would have pulled some of the old video from some of the shouts. And not going well. Anyway, we're here in Colorado.
So here's the look.
It feels so good to have this whole connection center with the Masters Club next door. You guys who are here having your lattes and food and coffee beforehand. It's just so us. I don't even know how to put it. Just so beautiful. Thank you, everybody who donated, made your contributions to the Crimson Circle Connection Center, the studio, and the Masters Club. It's just heaven here.
It's
really,
a great creation.
Really is. So we're hoping all of you get a chance to come here. Not all at the same time. It's not that big. But hope all of you get a chance to come here. Speaking of that, we have quite a few people from out of state today. Linda, do you want to read the names off?
Well, there's one more jealous. I'm jealous about one other fact.
Yes.
Do you know that Nancy Duncan brought her daughter and her granddaughter. Three generations are represented here.
Wow,
stand
wow.
up, ladies. Ladies, stand up, ladies.
Go ahead and stand up.
Come on.
Come on. Come
You're
on.
You're so cute and pretty. Come on.
The camera's going on
I'm
you
so
anyway.
Jealous. Please.
And your dog. And your dog. So, yes. So, thank
Glad
you.
Glad you're here. Thank you. Fun
I
to
think
see
that's
you.
A first.
I hope we don't scare you off.
That may be a first. Three generations. Wow.
I think it might be. That's why I brought it
wow,
up. It's
wow,
very
wow.
sweet. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even
Who
get
else?
Any other. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, here we have from Canada, Jim Snow. Jim, are
Hi,
you
Jim,
here?
Hi, Jim from Canada.
There
well,
you go.
Good to see you here again.
Jim is here.
And Jim was the first one here today. Mm-hmm. He was here when we got here, which was pretty early, but he was so excited. And just, you got some coffee, you got a chance to chat and see how we set up, get everything going. It's not as easy as it looks, is it? I mean,
from Germany, we have George and Lydia.
Hi. Oh, you got.
Thank you, Lydia.
You guys got, front row seats. Front row seats. Uh-huh. No more hiding. But you're
sweet
that, much
that you could be here with
Adamas.
Us. Thank you, both of you.
Yeah.
Also, let's see, from California. Well, that's not quite as far as Germany. Okay, we have James Ferguson from California. Where are you, sir? Not here. Not even not checked off. Linda, stop. Okay, from New Mexico. Kirsty. Where's Kirsty?
Hi, Kirsty. How are you?
Hey.
Haven't seen you in a while.
She's in transit. She's on her way to Oregon.
Oh.
Okay. So everybody else is late. Nobody else
wow,
matters.
Wow, wow, wow.
I have my spaceship.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to help Sandra with the salad afterwards. That's good.
From
Roswell.
I got
yeah. I thought you were doing it because of the elections, because the bumper sticker on the back of your car.
You must have voted for Hillary.
No names, no names. We don't speak those names. Who else?
That's it.
That's
our mothers.
Oh, okay,
that's
well, then we can
mothers.
Roll on. Anyway, thank you for being here. We're going to take a look at last month. Of course, we're in the Transhuman series, and we had Shoud 2. That seems like we've had more than two, but Shoud 2. We have a beautiful video recap created by Gene Tinder, so let's take a look and see what we did in October, because I don't remember. There's something in the air in addition to all this for those of you who are living in America. The place that I helped to found, along with many of you. You know, it's election season. Quite entertaining, in a way.
That's a nice word
Absolutely
for it.
Entertaining. With all of the commotion, all the noise, and especially all of the power. Elections, no matter where they're held, are generally about power. It's a power game. They talk about serving the people. But very few actually do. It's been decades since there's actually been a national candidate who really focused on serving the people, because it doesn't serve the needs of power.
Ooh.
Feel into the elections this year as a what you would call a spiritual study or a metaphysical study. Mm-hmm. Without making judgment of one candidate being right or wrong, feel into it. What's really going on? The populace, what are they doing? Why are they following certain candidates? Why do they get in a frenzy about this? Why is there so much divisiveness and name-calling? It's all based in power. It's truly amazing to watch. And underneath all of this, as you're being the observer, watch how so much of it is also about freedom. The word freedom rather than the act of freedom. The talk about freedom, where actually none is really given, in a sense, more and more is being taken away. But all of the dynamics of freedom and power working together or against each other. Freedom isn't about what other people are letting you do. Freedom is about what you let yourself do. And there's a very, very big difference. People will scream for their freedom, for their rights, as another should give them. When the reality is, freedom is about yourself, what you are allowing and giving to you. Nobody can give you freedom. Nobody can give you freedom whatsoever. You can be in a prison and have more freedom than the person out walking the streets. Freedom is an internal thing. As you listen to all the political rhetoric in this election season, and you'll get plenty of it, as you listen to it, I also want you to go in and feel within yourself the election system that you've been having within you. Who's going to be in charge, the victimized human self or the empowered human? Is it going to be an aspect, a wounded and damaged aspect, or is it going to be a healthy, integrated aspect? Listen to the debates that go on within your mind each and every day about who's going to be in charge. Listen to who promises more freedom, who promises more wealth, who promises more happiness, who promises less rules but actually never delivers. Because in a way, what that human self has been living up to now has been one constant ongoing election. You realize we've been sitting around for thousands, maybe tens of thousands of years in the Ascended Masters Club. There's only a little over 9,000 of us. The stories are getting old. No, when you get there, please, I'm almost begging you, embellish the stories a little bit. Start rehearsing now. Take the worst thing that's happened in your life and turn it into a story. Have fun with it. I tell you that for one thing, because you're not really doing it for the Ascended Masters. They need a good laugh. They need a really good laugh. You're doing it for yourself. Because that three worst things that happened in your life that you're still stuck about and maybe a little wounded, have energy knots, is not actually what happened. Memories are emotional knots. They're stuck. They go into your memory. They're like a blanket over your entire being. And that's what you think you remember. This terrible thing happened to me. Have some fun with it. It will release that energy that's so stuck. You'll see the humor in it, and then you'll start to see that's actually not what happened. The mind will insist that, well, that happened. The mind will even say, I have a photo to prove it. It's actually not what happened. Part of what happened, but not the whole thing. Once you start acting out your stories, rehearsing for when you get to the Ascended Masters Club, because they need a good laugh. Once you start acting it out, you will realize that all those memories, all that crap that's stored in there is nothing but emotion. It is not fact and figures. It is not. You know, there's nothing like relationships on this planet. There's nothing like it. Not in any of the other realms, not in any of the other inhabited planets, nothing like the human relationship. There are so many levels in it. There's the emotions, there's the sex, there's the sharing and caring aspect. There is the, in the midst of a lot of loneliness, the relationship, close relationship with somebody will make you feel that you're not alone, at least for a little bit. Human relationships are the best and the toughest. There's nothing like it anywhere in all of creation, a human-to-human relationship. The closest relationship you've ever had, you may not realize it yet, is with yourself. Now, you've had a lot of other wonderful and some awful relationships. But the closest relationship you're ever going to have is with yourself. You may not have realized it because so much of the self was shut down. And what we're going to do today is we're going to master up. We're going to bring in the master. And you're going to discover, you're going to realize that that is the closest best friend you've ever and will ever have. The master has always been here, always. The master is the one who is not caught up in all of the human drama and trauma. The master is the one who is in total allowing. The master realizes there is no death. The master realizes that so much energy gets stuck in the human, but not in the master. The master will not tell you what to do or try to control you or any of those other things. But if you listen to that master that you are, if you pause for a moment, you're going to feel something coming from that master, a perspective that the human would not otherwise consider. You're going to feel a level of compassionate love, unconditional love that you've never felt before. The master is profoundly wise, absolutely wise. Master is not going to make you change things, not going to start directing your life, certainly not going to control or manage it. But when you stop for a moment, dear human, you just stop for a moment and you feel into, you sense into the master that you are. Suddenly, you have a perspective about your human life and the master life simultaneously that you've never had before. You're going to have a new relationship with yourself. You're getting married to you and the master all at the same time. And that's very good news. Very good news. Very good that we're here in the Transhuman series. But to the human, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to feel awkward. You're going to flip. 1 minute laughing, the next minute crying. You're not going crazy. You're just mastering up. We've got a lot of experiences together in this series in the realization that the master is here. No longer talking about it or thinking about it or preparing for it. It's here. It's here. It's time. But I do want to let the human know it's going to be confusing. You're going to be in two perspectives. And you're flipping back and forth and then also together at the same time. You're going to be flipping. You're going to be a flipping master.
Ooh. Yeah.
Or as the master would say, you're a flipping human. We'll talk more about it next month, but right now, it's time to master up.
Man, I want a sub like that. Whoa.
Okay, let's take a look at recent events. Month of October. Actually, we had a lot of fun at the Threshold Reunion up in Vernon, British Columbia, hosted by Tammy O'Reilly. It was actually something the Threshold graduates had asked for. So let's just get together. We didn't know what to expect.
Well, it was our first reunion.
It was the first reunion. We didn't know what to expect. Of course, I love going up there, the mountains, the lakes, the everything. And it was also a Canadian Thanksgiving. We stayed at one of my favorite resorts, Sparkling Hill. Beautiful spas and swimming every day. It was amazing. And there are crystals everywhere. just a lovely, lovely place. It was Canadian Thanksgiving. So Linda and I actually, we're not going to get American Thanksgiving because we're going to be in Colombia or on an airplane. But so we got to enjoy Thanksgiving in Canada. And we had a little mascot. This is a little dragon. It's kind of the symbol of Threshold. We found this at a local store. It's really, really quite a fun little stuffed toy. And there's Carol playing with the dragon and having fun with it. Now, I want you to remember. Now, I want you to remember this shot right here. And Carol, I want you to remember it too. You're feeding that poor little dragon a Saint Germain liqueur. So. Anyway, we go on. We had a great time, beautiful meeting room. People from all around the world, really, everywhere. And just, it was such a happy time. And some of the Dhamma's messages were, he took that opportunity to break into new territory.
Because of the level of experience. Everybody had been through Threshold. Everyone had taken SES, and except for one. And everyone, a lot of them were keyhawkers.
Yeah. And I thought we were just going to get around, sit around, talk kumbaya, life after Threshold. But Adamus had other plans, some actually amazing messages that I know he's going to bring to Chambra all over it at some point. But anyway, a shot of the group that went out for the wine tour. And just so, isn't that just Octoberish? I mean, just beautiful.
Wait a minute. Go back. Where's Carol? She was on the wine trip.
Yeah, well... Yeah, she had. You'll notice Carol's now in the front in a wheelchair, holding the dragon with the bad hangover. So she had a little incident there. Ended up in the hospital. We have a little thing with Threshold. People have broken their foot, two ankles, slipped and fell. Carol had a little accident on the wine tour in the bus that had to make a sudden stop, and everybody went falling forward into Carol. So, Carol, we know you're doing better. I hope you're doing fantastic right now. And Adamus explained it the next day by saying it was one of those bump and fill, you know, where you like fall down or have something happen, and then you just, in that state of shock, you just let it all that energy shift and change. So the 16 who were on the bus.
That was fun for everybody that didn't hurt themselves.
And by the way, I have to point out, these are bathrobes. This is not an insane asylum. This is these were our spa bathrobes. we weren't forced to stay. Okay, so that was Threshold.
I still can't handle that this hotel lets people go to breakfast literally in just their robe and slippers.
No.
I mean, it really looks like an asylum at first.
Really annoys Linda.
It's just so out of my fans.
So anyway, last Saturday was our annual Halloween Dream Walk with Adama St. Germain. It is available free of charge as a download or on the cloud class or something. You can watch it. It was really quite good, quite an experience.
It's a great thing to share with others. You know, we have people that are like, what is this Crimson Circle cult thing that you do? And you can say, well, this is what it's about. Here's this free Halloween dream walk.
Yeah, actually, it would be a good one to show.
Yeah.
It was really a beautiful dream walk for those of you who were here or listened to it. It was really, really
it's
a beauty.
It's free, so share it.
So we did a little short video recap of it. Let's go ahead and see what it looked like.
And it was less than an hour, so you don't have to sit through too long. I want that subwoofer.
Yeah. So it was. We had a fun time. Great party afterwards. Everybody in their costumes and having fun.
You can see people
having fun. But I do have to ask, whoever brought the Rice Krispie little
don't
treats,
go there. Just
next time, please put a label that these contain organic substances that may impair your ability to drive. I was looking. I was just grabbing, and I was hungry.
Clearly,
and
you
I
paid attention. How hard does it be? Does it have to be a lit sign?
Anyway,
like what?
We had fun. We had fun. Finally, about guys late at night, had to throw everybody out. Okay, let's take a look at what comes next. Upcoming events. We have quite a few new ones, so do pay attention. And the ones that are sold out, we'll breeze through. So anyway, Linda and I are headed off to Columbia in about a week for the Threshold. And did you pronounce it Baru? Baru, Columbia? Baru? Baru. We're going
there
for Threshold. It's our first time with Spanish translation. The event is sold out, so we won't focus on that right now.
First time doing it with translation, so that'll be interesting to see.
The first time in the Cartagena area, so I'm looking forward to that.
And the first time with translation.
Yes.
In Threshold.
Yes. In December, heads up that the December Shoud is December 10th. Instead of the first Saturday, which would be December 3, it's December.
I'm glad you got rid of that squatty elf. She was really bothering me. I like
it
this
is
one.
December 10th. And you don't have to get dressed up, but as Dama says, you know, it's nice to get dressed up once in a while. So the theme, which you can do anything you want, but suggest the theme, come dressed as your elf. I get it. Elf. It's elf. So just a costume suggestion there.
Can I come as a creepy clown? It's still illegal.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot do a creepy clown. You can do creepy Santa Claus. You can do creepy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but no creepy clown.
Did you just say it is okay to come as creepy Santa Claus?
Creepy Santa would be okay, but
it's
not
okay.
A creepy clown.
Creepy Santa. You just said it's
so
okay.
So that's December 10th. There are only a few places left, so don't wait till the last minute to register and then it's sold out. We are having a Christmas dinner afterwards catered. Actually, Linda selected the menu with a caterer, a really good selection. We'll have plenty of food, drink, wine, music. We'll just have a grand time. And this, you remember last year we did it here and we just had just the studio. It was kind of crowded. And this time we have the Masters Club. So,
can
nice.
You see how wonderful this Masters Club is? It just opened up the world of the Connection Center.
And all the elves are going to come in and decorate for Christmas, so it'll be quite an event. So
okay. If
you haven't signed up, just a few spaces left, please do so now. Question. It's in your imagination. It's coming. It's coming. We're getting there. It'll be here. Yeah.
A what?
Disco ball.
Has hell frozen over?
No, we got our own version. It'll be up. It'll be up in December.
Not
don't worry
that.
About it.
Please.
Anyway, January, Colorado again. So we're gonna be home for a little bit. Colorado is ProNOS 2017. This has turned into kind of an annual event with Adama St. Germain. It's on January 24th here at the studio or online. This is where, you know, Adamas doesn't normally talk about, you know, world events and things like that. He's here to guide us. But for ProNOS any year, he says, here's kind of what's happening. If you remember for this year, you know, it was all about where we're going with technology and artificial intelligence.
Which has proven true all year long.
And he doesn't normally talk to me a lot in advance about channels or shows or workshops, but he's already chatting with me about ProNOS 2017. It's going to be interesting. January 14th. Oh, January 14th. Yeah, January 14th. It's going to be live here at the studio. You can watch online also. You have, I think, 90 days to watch the videos afterwards. If you're here live, you get access to the video. So I think this just went live in the store yesterday. If you're interested, want to sign up.
It is live. I've seen it.
It is
live. People are signing up like crazy.
Okay. So if you want to be here in the studio, we will have a little ProNOS party afterwards. So sign up now.
You have 90 days to stream it.
Right. $75 through February 8th or $100.
Why would you do February 8th if it's in a January event?
Because people sign up for online afterwards.
So you get it cheap even after the fact. Got
even
it.
After the fact.
No,
right.
I'm not confused.
Yeah, yeah. But somebody could come and watch it in May, for instance, but then it would be $100, but it's $75 otherwise. I didn't have room on the slide, but if you're here live, it's $77. You got to pay $2 for all the food and entertainment and parking and everything else. And use of the restrooms included in your $2. So don't complain about it.
But you got to pay for the coffee.
Got to pay for, Hawaii Bonaventure in February.
Sold out.
Sold out, so we're not going to talk too much about
only.
It. Wait list only. But we did have a couple of cancellations, and a few from the wait list were able to get in.
We do keep turning over, because always something this far out, things happen where it doesn't work out for people. So it's always worth checking in with Maya, and she can let you know, because we have actually turned over a lot of people.
Yep. So in February also is Aspectology Online. This is we do this like once a year. So if you're interested in taking aspectology, if there's not a teacher in your area, and if you speak English, this would be a good chance to take aspectology. Linda and I host it live. We're not just playing videos, you know, while Linda and I are home sleeping or something. We're here at the studio with the staff hosting it live.
Online only.
It's a core Crimson Circle class. To me, SES and Aspectology are the real core classes.
Oh, I like Dreamwalker Death.
And Dreamwalker Death, yes. And you have 10 days streaming access after we run it. So that's in February. And then, coming soon. Wow. Coming soon actually means we don't have all the details yet, but we're going to announce it.
Well, we have to give the angels the first access to it, and that's part of it.
Yeah, we're finalizing some details. It's not in the store yet, but we've got some cool events coming up. First one is called The Simple Master, Allowing and in Haugesund, Norway.
Haugesund,
Norway.
I'm sure we both said it
beautiful,
wrong.
Beautiful, beautiful area. I love Norway. Everything's good about
we
it.
We have awesome host, as always.
Yeah. So watch Inga. The Crimson Circle store for details. That's coming in May. Those dates are secure. I mean, we actually have the hotel contract. We just don't have a few of the other little details worked out.
Norway is a beautiful place, and it should be really lovely in May, and it's a great place to go and explore because it is such a beautiful country.
Beautiful. And thank you, Inga and Mariana, for working out all the details.
They did a great job.
Then right after that, we're off to Denmark for The Threshold in Middelfart.
Wait, did my junior high boy thing come out? Middelfart?
I've heard all week long. I've heard Middelfart. And Middelfart is just north of South Park. It's close by to Westfart, that's the real name. I thought Linda was kidding. She gave me the information sheet, and I'm like,
Linda. He didn't believe me. He goes, that's not funny, Linda.
I'm not going to put that
it's
on a slide.
It's like, I know it's not, but I'm that's not, the name.
I'm not going to put it on a slide. And I thought it was Middle Ford or something like that. And so I looked it up on Google, and indeed, we're going to be in the middle fart, right there in the middle with The Threshold. So
we have a really nice host. She's a psychiatrist. And I just tried my very best to control my warped sense of humor. And then all of a sudden, that like the day before last, it's like, so really seriously, is the town really actually middle fart?
Yeah.
And she's like, ah, yes.
Okay. So the important thing is The Threshold in Denmark. Let's just call it Denmark. That's coming up May 21st through the 25th. Beautiful resort.
Yeah, spa-like resort on the water. Should be very beautiful. Once again, Lake Denmark. Oh, and that's a great time of year because like there's like almost the sun never sets.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like really
late. Try to sleep with that.
We've seen it.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, Linda and I are packing our bags and heading over to the Munich area, Grunewald. We loved last year doing the Shoud live there and doing a day with Adamus. We're going back. Same place, same first weekend. Sorry, everybody here. We're not going to be doing the June Shoud from Colorado. We're going to be in Germany. And it's a 2 day, and will only be 2 days because everybody this year signed up for both days. We didn't get anybody that just did the Shoud and not the other day. So it'll be a complete package. We don't know yet what the day with Adamus is going to be, just like last year.
We never know.
But that's the fun part. And as you remember, this year, the day with Adamus was Blavatsky, Kuthumi, Tobias,
can you,
and Adama.
Can you
so.
Please keep Blavatsky away? Can you put my vote into that? I want some more Tobias.
I think Blavatsky is going to do the shout. The shout. Yeah, yeah, the whole thing.
I'm Adam Blavatsky. Hey, you want a cigarette? You like my big boobs?
Really?
So this is not online yet. The notice
That's
is going
to said.
The notice is going to go out to the Angels within the next couple of weeks. They get first dibs at it, and then it's open to the public. It will sell out. We had so much fun last year.
It was such fun watching you channel a woman.
Beautiful location, a great meeting room. We're going to have it in the same place as last year in the Grunewald Congress Hall. So
that's a beautiful area.
Watch the Schomburg Magazine or the Crimson Circle store for details. Okay, now it's time for Schomburg News, brought to you by Adamas and H. Mayer. So all we had to do is have ads, you know, sponsorships.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we want, more advertising.
Okay, as always.
How about we have people running for office?
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll have elections for who's going to be the channeler.
Don't go there. Don't
okay.
go there.
As always, the Schomburg Magazine, the award-winning Schomburg Magazine, is now out, the November issue. Read it for yourself. There's some really great articles this month. I think we have three guest articles, and Gene Schomburg Heartbreak, Gene Schomburg Heartbeat. Gene, you should change Schomburg Heartbreak. Yeah, yeah. I just slipped. I think I'm already channeling. Anyway, make sure to read it. You can check it out online or in person. Jeez, I should just start channeling right now. Thanks to Mark Ritter for the amazing design, and Gene for doing the editorial work. So check it out. And it's also where you find all the latest news. Actually, that's where the staff goes when they want to find out what's happening. Was it in a magazine? What did it say? What are we supposed to be doing this month? Then we're announcing for the first time ever the new book, Memoirs of a Master by Adama St. Germain. Is going to be, yeah. It's going to be available November 22nd. You'll be able to order it as an e-book or as a physical book, a paperback, I believe, soft cover, November 22nd. It's taken a while to get it there, but it's finally done. And it's also coming out in German through Random House in May. As a matter of fact, we will probably do some book tours in May when we're over in Europe with Wolfgang von Rohr. Go to several different locations, sign books.
The Crimson Circle German-speaking audience is just incredible, and so Random House is always really great about doing the books, and they love doing the books.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So this is going to come out. We'll put it in the What's New section on the website. We'll put it everywhere so you know, but it's coming out November 22nd. That's 1122.
Incredible, you know, Adama stories.
Yeah, wow.
Incredible Adama
stories. There's got to be something with that. Okay, and also just as a reminder, with the Master's Life series, Part 3, The Embodiment, is now in the Crimson Circle Cloud Class. Part 1 was Transfiguration. Part 2 is I Am Here. Part 3, Embodiment. So it's a great series. The feedback we've gotten on it is truly beautiful and amazing. And you know what's really funny, Linda?
We're actually going to get done ahead of time.
Way ahead of time.
Wow, that means a long break, lots of chocolate
of
and coffee.
We're out of slides. So with that, actually, I'm going to take a moment just to do our last slide. We want to thank everyone, particularly the Crimson Circle Angels, the Crimson Circle Advanced Studies teachers, the web hosts from all around the world who constantly keeping
their brains out, and they just do it quietly.
The translation teams who get
amazing
on it
people.
The day after the shout,
amazing.
And of course to Schomburg everywhere. This has been such a amazing, beautiful, crazy, awesome journey over these past years, and we couldn't do it without the beautiful Crimson Circle staff and everybody who was involved. It just keeps going to new levels.
The Crimson Circle Angels in particular do a stunning job to really support a lot of the things that we do that we're able to do for free because of the angels. They really help sustain that.
I don't know how we got through all the slides so quickly. Usually we're just jamming to get through
it. It's the election thing. We're just like...
Oh, I know. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 45 minutes. Everybody who was here, you have time for cappuccinos, coffee, food. Sandra, I told you we're going to run out of food. So everybody, we'll be back in 45 minutes.
Thank you
for being here. Look forward to Shoud 3 coming up.
Okay. We're ready for Adamus.
Four.